But gambling, I'm never lucky. Well, last week in a tract, I shot off the opening gun and they killed my horse. I mean, I'm getting old. I'm not a kid anymore. I know I'm getting old. In Vegas, I played a slot machine. 3 prunes came up.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to Beating Vegas Week 2. Let's go over the Week 1 bets. And before we do that, just a quick reminder of what this is about. You can find my picks and the other picks of the Inside Texas Denizens on InsideTexas.com. If you're not a member, you should go join. It's the best Longhorn content out there. And the whole idea of this actually came about because our beloved sponsor and my now friend Gabe Winslow and I were talking about doing some betting and tracking it over the college football weeks and trying to use a little bit of wisdom of the crowds from the Inside Texas boards to see if we could get some good bets. And this is mostly just a way to entertain ourselves, but yeah, we're betting real money on this. Not huge money. I'm not going to lose a mortgage on it, but it's enough to keep you interested. So that's the whole premise of it. Hey, if you are in the market for a mortgage, give Gabe a call. 832-557-1095. Or you can go to mortgagesbygabe.com. Great guy. Really sharp. I'm not going to do the hard sell. Let's talk about some betting. All right. That is the sound you just heard of Mac Brown dancing in the locker room. And that was the biggest bet that hit last week. Last week, my recommendations were 5-1, which is a good start. And what's great is several of those five wins were actually teased up for outsized payments. And that was the UNC Appalachian State +250 parlay that I recommended last week. It was wild. I was extremely confident in the over. I didn't think that the over would combine for 126 points, but there was a reason I felt confident teasing up even the existing Vegas over to get an outsized payout, and I did that happily. What I wasn't sure about was who would win the game, because I think if you'll recall, I said the winner, the outcome of this game was basically a coin flip. I was taking UNC. If you watch the game, it was insane, and I can assure you if the two teams played 100 times, Carolina would win 50 of them. And here's a nutty thing about it. Oh, 63 to 61. So it was 124 total points. App State and Carolina combined to score 62 points in the fourth quarter. You heard that right. By the way, Appalachian State had 40 of those points. This game did not go to overtime. They scored 62 points in the fourth quarter. Insane. You can bet the over, or you could actually predict Vegas to compensate for the over for Carolina for the rest of the season. They've got a good offense. It's very explosive. Their defense is horrific. College football in the modern era appears to have passed by the former beloved Longhorn coordinator, defensive coordinator Gene Chizik. Hey, Gene, you know, happens to the best of us, buddy. Anyway, that's what happened at North Carolina App State, and that was our biggest payout. Last week, +250. The other wins were a tease line. Another line I teased up was West Virginia Pitt. Close game, competitive. They were pretty slow in the first half, and they both offenses caught fire. They also scored on defense and set some things up with special teams, which is one of the things that I predicted. So 69 comfortably covers the over. And then we bet up Texas -38.5. I, of course, write the Thinking Texas Football annual preview. Part of that is I dive into all of the Texas opponents. And so I had the misfortune of watching a lot of Louisiana Monroe film. And I felt comfortable teasing up that 38.5 because Louisiana Monroe is that bad. Missed the Oklahoma. Oh, sorry. Wanted to add, added a TCU -13 bet late. Didn't look great early in that game. TCU covered easily over a terrible Colorado. And then finally, I had tried to sell all of you on the Clemson -21.5. And basically my argument for that was they're going to hold Georgia Tech to 10 or fewer points. So can they, over the course of the game, basically grind down the Yellow Jackets and score? Yes, was my answer, and that's why I put the money out there. Clemson did exactly that. Through three quarters, they led sort of comfortably 24-10. And then the fourth quarter, Georgia Tech could not budge off that 10 points, and Clemson kept adding touchdowns, including one by Cade Klubnik, who's going to be the future at the quarterback position at Clemson sooner rather than later, probably. The brutal backdoor beat on that 5-1, Central Michigan. So actually to remind you, we had a parlay plus 315 payout, huge payout. Missouri took care of business against Louisiana Tech as expected. Oklahoma State was well on their way to taking care of business against Central Michigan for exactly the reasons I cited. They played fast. They let Spencer Sanders dominate the game and throw downfield to an underrated wide receiver core at Oklahoma State. They led 44-15 at halftime, led comfortably throughout the entire game. And then Central Michigan, the Chippewas, score 16 points in the final 7 minutes to kill the payout and get the ultimate brutal backdoor. Hey, man, that's football. That's gambling. What are you going to do? One thing I do want to say, I commend myself for not doing was caving to want to bet on the LSU-Florida State game. I thought that game was going to be a disaster and a spectacle on both sides of the ball. And I thought predicting a winner was basically literally just like, you know, blindfolding yourself and throwing a dart. And that's pretty much how the game result played out. So I was happy to lay off that one. All right, forget the week one review. Let's talk about week two. I don't see as many bets that I want in this week, but right now I've got four. Two-unit bet, USC minus 8.5 at Stanford. Stanford is a program in decline. USC is a program on the upswing. The over is also appealing here. I didn't bite the bullet on that one, but I am taking USC minus 8.5. Parlay, Kansas State minus 6.5 versus Mizzou under 58. It's plus 210, one unit. So I like Kansas State. I like the discipline of that football team. I like Colin Klein as the offensive coordinator. He's really running the ball well for them creatively. And I think they're going to wear down Mizzou. And I think they're going to run some clock doing it, thus the under. So that gets you a fat little payout of plus 210 if the parlay hits. If you'll recall, I made a bet last week anticipating a shift in the money line. That's exactly what happened. I bet Houston money line win over Texas Tech plus 150. I put down a unit. That same money line is now plus 118. So that's a substantial degradation in the payout. So I got in early a week ago. That's exactly why I made that bet. I anticipated that move. And now I basically think it's a coin flip to get a plus 150 payout for Houston. I don't think Houston's necessarily a better team than Tech, and it is in Lubbock. But if you give me a coin flip matchup and you pay the winner 150, I'll take that team every time and flip the coin. Final bet that I've got is Matt Stafford and Josh Allen. This is an NFL bet. To each throw plus 1.5 touchdowns. That's a plus 150, one unit. It's a stupid, fun bet. And yes, I'm fully aware that Josh Allen is going to rush for two touchdowns and vulture himself out of the hitting that two touchdown mark. I do think both teams, despite good defenses, I do think they have the ability to score on each other. And I think if they do it, they're going to have to do it through the air. So that's why I like it. That's why I like that bet. It's not a great bet. It's kind of a stupid, fun bet. So if you don't join me on that one, no blame. Here's what I will be watching. I'm going to be watching the lines for Florida and Kentucky like a hawk. I'm also going to be watching the BYU-Baylor lines. I don't like where they are right now, but I'm going to be looking at both the spread and also the over-under. I kind of like Florida, and I kind of like BYU, but I don't like the points that both are giving. And Kentucky in particular has an NFL quarterback calling the shots there. And that's potentially a little scary, even though they're going to the swamp. So those are my bets. That's the Beating Vegas fun bets this week. If you guys want to contribute or offer your own bets, feel free to write me at trophymailbag at gmail.com, or you can go to Inside Texas, join the thread that I'm about to post tonight. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Happy betting.